弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴再次来到大家当中。那每一次来了，跟很多弟兄姊妹们握手，心里面觉得说，真的是主里一家人，每一点都没有见外。
I feel a special warmth in my heart, you know, as brothers and sisters treat me like a member of the family every time I'm right here.
那今天早晨又看着孩子们哈，借着守灵来献上他们的赞美。
And this wonderful performance this morning by the kids, the handbell team, is indeed very wonderful.
那我在想说，如果换成我们来来表演的话。我想我是学不来，所以感谢神赐给孩子们有这样一个聪明智慧。
I don't think I'll have the talent to do that, so thank God for giving the talent to the kids.
那这次我来之前肖弟兄有跟我讲，他说这个主日是福音主日。
And so this time when Brother Kelvin Seal extended the invitation to me, he informed me that this isSunday where that is marked down for evangelism.
那福音 gospel.
And what is gospel? What does gospel mean?
我们都知道就是好消息的意思。
We all know that the meaning of gospel is good news.
那福音我们要传扬的是什么呢？
And what is we trying to spread when we're talking about spreading the gospel?
神给世人带来有关拯救的大喜的信息。
This good tidings of great joy have been brought about by God to men.
那这个好消息的核心宗旨是什么呢？
What is the central theme of this good news?
我们基督徒都知道罗马书。
Those of us who are Christians all know that there is this book of Romans in the New Testament.
保罗在写罗马书的时候，一开头他就说，耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召为使徒，特拜传神的福音。
And from chapter 1, verse 1, Paul says, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, and set apart for the gospel of God.
保罗他是特派传福音的。
And the apostle Paul, he received a special calling to spread the gospel.
那接下去他说，这福音就是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。
And it goes on to say that the gospel that he promised was what he had promised beforehand through his many prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
然后第三节怎么说？
And what does the third verse say?
他说论到他儿子我主耶稣基督。
And it tells us that this gospel is regarding his son and who is Lord Jesus.
所以呢，我们就知道了，原来福音的信息核心是讲耶稣基督。
So now we know what is the central theme of the gospel. It's all about Jesus Christ.
因为保罗说，这福音是论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督。
Because Paul says the very core of this gospel is regarding his son, the Son of God, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
这个好消息的信息。
What is the message that we take away from this good tidings?
是告诉我们，我们的主耶稣基督他是神的独生爱子。
It tells us that God is not only the only begotten Son of God, and He's also the beloved Son of God.
他被上帝差遣到世上来，他为人的罪在十字架上做了救赎。
He accomplished the work of redemption on the cross to bear our sins because he has been sent by God to do just that.
以他的死站在我们原来因犯罪该死的人的位置上替我们去死。
You know, through his death, he really died for us because those of us who have sinned, we're the ones who deserve this death, but he did it for us.
从神学上说，就是他是来替罪代罚的。
So from a theological standpoint, you're talking about Jesus Christ taking our place.
那上帝的公义，公义 在这件事情上面，也就是在人的犯罪这件事情上面，他做了审判。
You know, God pans out judgment, you know, for to those of us who have sinned.
但是因为主耶稣他承担了我们的罪，所以上帝的公义在他的身上做了审判。
You know, God's righteousness was accomplished in the person of Jesus Christ because He died for our sins.
他被钉在十字架上为我们死了。
He was nailed to the cross and died for our sins.
然而主耶稣在三日之后，我们知道他以大能复活，显明他是神的儿子。
God's great power is demonstrated in the fact that on the third day our Lord Jesus was resurrected.
那他为我们做了挽回祭。
He served as a sacrifice of atonement for us who are sinners.
什么是挽回祭？
What is the Bible talking about when it mentions the sacrifice of atonement?
原来神对罪人是有愤怒的。
Because God's fury towards the sinners is not mitigated.
虽然我们说神爱罪人，
even though in the church we often hear about that God loves the world，
但是神恨恶罪恶，
God hates sin，
所以神对罪人是有愤怒的。
So God also has the righteous anger towards the sinners，
这个愤怒需要挽回。
And there needs to be a way to reconcile us to God。
挽回的方法呢？
And how do we accomplish this redemption?
就是神的儿子耶稣基督替人死在十字架上。
And the way God accomplished his purpose of righteousness is to send his son Jesus to die for us on the cross.
他来代替人的罪，受了刑罚。
He took our place and took the punishment that should have been upon us, but he took it upon himself.
神的愤怒就挽回了。
Now, so this accomplishes God's righteousness.
所以挽回祭是他来替我们接受神对罪的刑罚。
So this whole sacrifice of atonement is the fact that Jesus came down here and received the punishment that we have deserved. And that is the very act of atonement.
但是还有一个重要的东西。
But there's another very important point I'd like to talk about.
就是主耶稣复活了。
And the other thing, important thing is, he was resurrected.
主耶稣的复活其实就是证明神悦纳了这个挽回祭。
You know, the very fact that Jesus was resurrected means that God has gladly accepted the sacrifice of atonement.
所以这是很重要的。
So this is extremely important.
在这里面让我们看到。
So, here we see that
神一方面他是公义的，他是绝对的圣洁。
On the one hand, God is righteous, and His holiness and righteousness is absolute.
但是他对罪是有审判的。
He is so righteous that He needs to dish out punishment for sin.
他万不以有罪为无罪。
You know, if we sin, God is never going to treat the sin as if we are sinless.
但是另外一方面，
But on the other hand,
神是慈爱的。
God is also full of love.
他是满有怜悯、满有恩典的神。
He is full of mercy and grace.
所以约翰福音告诉我们说，神爱世人。
So that is why it says in John chapter 3 that God so loved the world.
他不愿意一人沉沦，乃愿人人得救。
God wants every single one of us to be saved. He does not want any one of us to perish.
因此，神就差他的爱子耶稣基督在我们当中来做，这个还做罪人的时候，就是说，当我们还做罪人的时候，他就来为我们死。
You know, when we were still sinners, God so loved us that He sent His only begotten Son to come to the earth and to die for us.
你知道，这是神极为深厚，也极为大的爱。
You know how great and how profound is this love that God has for us humans?
这个爱没有比这个更大。
This is a love that exceeds all other loves.
你知道这是世界上的人最需要听的。
You know, this is what we in the world, this is what we need more than anything else. This is the message that we need to hear.
也是这，这也是我们最需要的东西。
And this is also one thing that we really need more than anything else.
因为你知道，在世人的最深处的一个问题。
You know what is the most profound problem that is in our innermost?
就是罪和死。
And it is sin and the wage of sin, which is death.
但是为什么我们世人听了这个消息，很多人的表现却是无动于衷
？Why is it that you know we do have a problem that you know even though this is a message we need to hear more than anything else, but anytime we hear it, we greet it with a complete feeling of apathy.
不但无动于衷，而且还有人会敌视我们。
And it's not just this attitude of indifference and apathy. There's also a lot of hostility towards this message.
比方说像回教。
For example, the religion of Islam.
会攻击，会讥笑。
The Muslims will attack us, and they will ridicule us.
认为这个是遇不可及的一件事情，或者说认为这种消息的宣告是太荒唐，或者是太无稽了。
And all these people in the world that are hostile to the gospel, they tell us that this is so absurd, it is so ridiculous, there's no way we can believe in it.
那怎么2000年前一个叫做耶稣的人？
About 2000 years ago, this man called Jesus.
他只是一个木匠。
He was just a carpenter.
他好像没有受过正规的教育。
And to our knowledge, he never received any formal education.
在犹太人当中，似乎他是属于下层的人。
You know, in the Jewish community, he was probably considered a member of the lower classes.
他被当时的犹太人出卖了。
And the Jews at his time betrayed him.
让罗马政府在十字架上把他处死。
And handed him over to the Roman government, who put him to death on the cross.
但是你知道，这是神所设立的一个拯救方法。
But little did these people know that this was God's way of accomplishing his entire plan of salvation.
当我们看到一个很大的建筑物、很高的建筑物的时候
，You know, anytime when we see this humongous man-made building right in front of us,
我们会留意说这是哪一个建筑师设计的。
You know, we might wonder in our hearts, okay, we're wondering, okay, who is the architect behind this building?
那我们知道中国人当中有一位很有名的设计师叫贝聿铭。
And those of us who are Chinese probably heard about this famous architect whose name is I.M. Pei.
你知道这个拯救的计划？
This plan of salvation.
我们岂不是也要留意这是谁设计的方法？
We have to pay attention to the fact that you know, who was it that came up with this plan?
所以果然，在三天以后，主耶稣复活了。他把一切都改变了。
On the third day, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, everything changed.
那原来他是神的儿子，原来他是人类素来所盼望的那位救赎主。
You know, he was revealed to be the Son of God, to be the Messiah that the Jews have always yearned for.
但是2000年过去了。
Okay, now 2000 years later.
我们跟他有什么关系呢？
And what is now our relationship between us and our Lord Jesus Christ?
我觉得这个好像当年挪亚，他照着神的意思，他来造方舟。
And this reminds me of many thousand years ago when Noah made the ark in accordance with God's instructions.
当他造方舟的时候，这个消息的这个宣布，那一般世上的人也是无动于衷，对不对？刚才我们所读的圣经里面。
And if we read about the book of Genesis when Noah started making the ark in accordance with God's instructions, you know, the rest of the world paid no attention at all.
但是挪亚造方舟其实应该是当时最轰动的事情，岂不是
it actually should be the number one headline news back then, you know, the fact that Noah was making this ark.
在大晴天，在陆地上造大船。
Isn't it strange that on a nice sunny day, on dry land, he was making this huge boat?
那挪亚为什么造方舟？
Why was it that he was making this ark?
圣经上说，因为神见到地上的人满了罪恶。
Because the Bible says that God saw that the whole world is full of evil.
当时候的人终日所思想的尽都是恶。
Now the earth was corrupt and their mind was full of violence and vile.
神的愤怒，神的审判要临到他们。
So this is when God's anger and God's punishment will come to them.
那圣经上告诉我们说，神也借着挪亚传义道。
And the Bible also tells us that God is spreading the message of righteousness through Noah.
要挪亚去告诉世上的人，他说神的洪水要泛滥在地上，要毁灭天下。
So he was, God was telling Noah to tell the rest of the world that the flood is coming and it's going to destroy everything.
凡地上有血肉的、有气息的活物，无一不死。
God says, "I'm going to bring the flood waters, and every creature that has the breath of life in it will be destroyed."
但是我们看《创世纪》、看《马太福音》，你可以看见说，在当时候世界上的人有人相信吗
？And if you read the book of Matthew's and in the book of Genesis, anyone else other than Noah?
在创世纪里面说，凡是信的人，进入方舟的人就可以得平安，就可以得保全。
And in the Genesis it says, whoever they enter the ark, you will be saved.
然而在这种情况之下，竟然没有人的心被打动，大家都是无动于衷。
And at a time like this, you know, everybody else other than Noah.
其实还有一件很特别的事情，对不对？
And there was something else that happened.
就是各样的这个天下各样的动物，那一对一对的成群的来到方舟那里。
You know, all kinds of animals all congregated right in front of the ark.
那这个应该是天下的奇景了。
And isn't that a wonderful sight?
因为这是挪亚办不到的。
How could Noah?Not humanly possible.
竟然有这件事情发生。
And this was the wonderful thing that was happening at the time.
但是也没有打动人心。
But nobody paid any attention at all.
所以你可以看见人心里面刚硬，无动于衷。
Because we, you know, this demonstrates to us how hardened our hearts are, and that we are so apathetic and negative.
那刚才马太福音我们读的时候说。当挪亚的日子，当洪水之前，那人听了之后，世界上的人仍然照常吃喝嫁娶。
As it says in the book of Matthew, as was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage.
直到挪亚进方舟的那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们都冲去了。
Up until the very day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away.
所以你看
，Okay,
神对于他所要做的事情，他有言在先。
You know, God forewarns us about what He was going to do.
所以主耶稣其实在这里也是有言在先。
You know, so Jesus Christ is doing the same thing.
因为主耶稣来了，他说：“人子降临也要这样。”
And so Jesus warned us, okay? It's just like the day of the flood. When the Son of Man came, it was going to be just like that.
这是指主耶稣他要第二次再来。
This is referring to the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
他的再来要跟洪水来的时候一样。
And when he came, when he comes in his second coming, it's just going to be like in the days of the flood.
因为那日子，他说那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。
Because That day or the hour, no one knows.
主耶稣对于他所要做的事情，他有言在先。
So he gave us a warning before he does what he does.
他告诉我们说，同样的事情将会怎么样再发生一次。
And the same thing is going to happen to us one more time.
那圣经上告诉我说，那来不及信他的人。
And those of us who have not had a chance to believe in him,
都要哀哭切齿，已经来不及了。
And there will be weeping and a gnashing of teeth because it's too late.
这是今天世上的人，当你传福音哈，当你传福音的时候，你可以看见世上的人都无动于衷，也不愿意来接受。
So this is the situation we're looking at right now because those of us have gone out and preached the gospel, and most everybody that hears it, they just demonstrate a attitude of complete apathy.
其实这主要的原因乃是因为人他不了解他是处在一个危险的当中。
And it is because we do not know ourselves that we are in a time of danger.
人不晓得他现在所处的时代乃是一个充满罪恶的时代。
Because men do not know that they live in a world of evil.
圣经告诉我们说，其实世界上的人，世人的罪孽，其实都在神的面前。
The Bible tells us, you know, whoever, whatever our iniquities and our secret sins are, they are right in front of God. They have been shown in the light of God's presence.
所以，当世人在那里继续不断的犯罪
，You know, as the people in the world go on sinning.
而这些罪都来到神的面前
And all of these sins are clearly revealed in front of God.
所以其实也就是继续不断的在积蓄神的愤怒
And so God's wrath to us it, you know, is getting more wrathful to us as, with each passing day.
那神对罪既然有愤怒
So given that God has has his righteous wrath towards sin.
所以神的审判也一定会来到。
So God's judgment is inevitable.
那你知道中国人，我们中国人有一句话说。
In our old Chinese proverbs.
讲看潮流。
And we Chinese like to say, we should just go with the flow.
如果大家都去信，如果大家都去做的事情。
You know, if everybody, the majority of the people are going out to believe certain things and they're practicing certain things.
我也去做。
Okay, then I'm going to be doing it too because everybody else is doing it.
如果大家都不信，我也不信。
And if the majority of other people don't believe in it, then I won't believe in it either.
这是常常有的事，所以大家都是一窝蜂。
So, you know, this is the typical herd mentality.
那一窝蜂的事情其实并不是说人数多就它的保险系数就大。
You know, this herd mentality is actually quite ironic because you do not really have strength in numbers. What it means is that it's not because so many people are doing it that it has to be safe and secure.
反而常常是什么受骗上当的人多头脑清醒的人少
you know, the majority of people they're deceived and those of us who are clear-headed and not deceived we're in a small minority
所以圣经上其实早就警告我们说
so in the Bible it warns us
他说有一条路人以为正至终成为死亡之路
you know, it says in the book of Proverbs
那世界
there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death.
那世界的历史其实是一直是这样子的。
And this is how the history of the world has unfolded over all these thousands of years.
所以你知道，其实不肯相信的人，其实他是正处在一个危险的关头。
You know, those of us who are unbelievers, we're not aware that, you know, we're at a time of.
但是如果你不知道你正在处在一个危险的当中
But don't know that.
那许多人就是无动于衷。
And that is why people are so, you know, apathetic and indifferent.
我们都知道Titanic.
We all know about the story of the luxury cruise ship Titanic.
就是铁达尼号，在国内翻译成泰坦尼克号。你知道这个 Titanic 它当初起航的时候
You know, the first time it set out to sea
那是在1912年
in the year 1912
12年4月算起来现在刚好已经有100年了
April of 1912
那是他第一次的处女航
it was his virgin voyage
这件事情是惊动了当时的世界
And this was a piece of news that really astounded the rest of the world.
因为从来在造船的技术上面没有达到过这样子高的一个水准。
Because the building of the Titanic was seen as the pinnacle of shipbuilding technology.
这是当时这个海上的最强的国家就是海上的最强的国家英国所造的最这个豪华的游轮
And this was the most luxurious ocean liner that has been built by the then number one naval power in the world Great Britain
那也是当时最先进的技术
It involved the most advanced technology up to that time
所以当时候这艘船号称是永不沉没的以至于设计师在设计这条船的时候
And this was seen as unsinkable Therefore the designers
居然违反海上的安全原则
And the designing engineers actually didn't design it right The way they designed it was against naval safety rules
他在船上他不放置足够的救生艇给所有的乘客
They disregarded the rules of maritime safety by placing an insufficient number of lifeboats on the Titanic.
本来船上有多少乘客，就必须有相应数目的救生艇。
And maritime safety demands that you need to have a sufficient number of lifeboats in order to accommodate the number of passengers on the ship.
但是他没有这样设计。
But he didn't design it that way.
为什么？
Why was it that he did it that way?
因为他们认为这只是一个摆饰。
Because in their mind, the lifeboats was just for show.
而这条船是不会沉没的。
And since this boat, the Titanic, is unsinkable.
救生艇只是一个摆饰，或者是说给一些人一个安全感而已。
So having lifeboats in there is just a decorative piece. It's just to give us a peace of mind.
没想到出事。
And what they didn't figure out was the boat hit an iceberg and was sinking.
大家一窝蜂跑到救生艇那里去。
And everybody crowded to the area where the lifeboats were stored.
才知道原来救生艇不够。
And it was not until then that they realized, we don't have enough lifeboats to accommodate everybody.
但这个时候已经来不及了。
Unfortunately,
你说在这个时候 Titanic 号上的人这些乘客们最希望得到的是什么样的消息
So put yourself in the position of a passenger on the Titanic What would you most want to hear?
如果这个时候船长大声的呼吁所有的男士们自愿的人来我们一起来堵那个船的破口
Okay, so if Captain yells this order to the crew and the passengers in the boat. Okay, those of us who are men, follow me. Let's go and plug up that hole in the boat.
因为人定胜天，不是吗？
And maybe this was something that he would say because don't we men always triumph over nature?
当然不是。
Actually, that's not the case at all.
所以这个时候。 我们来想这个问题哈。这个时候，其实这个时候自救是完全不可能的。
So this is where we can say that self-salvation is now in the realm of impossibility.
这个时候，人只有一个盼望，就是他救。
And you know the only hope that we can have is there will be someone else that will come along and pick us up.
所以这个时候最好的消息是什么？
So what will be the best piece of news at a time like this?
最好的消息，如果船长大声地宣布说，先生女士们不要惊慌。
The best news would be, the captain get on the PA system and announce, ladies and gentlemen, do not be alarmed.
我们刚刚接到另外一艘船发来的电报。
We just received the cable from another ocean liner.
他们正在赶来这里的途中。
They're on their way here.
我们的船估计完全沉没还有三个小时。
You know, it's probably going to take another 3 hours for our boat to sink.
但是那条船大概2个小时就可以到达我们这里。
But I fully expect that the other ocean liner will be here within 2 hours.
如果是这样。
You know, if this had been the case,
那才是真正的大好消息，不是吗？
Wouldn't that be great?
没有什么消息比这个更重要更大的好消息。
To the crew and passengers on the boat, this would have been the best news possible.
如果在这个时候大家慌乱的时候，
You know, at a time like this, when everybody was panicking,
如果有消息传来，
if news came upon the news wire,
纽约今天的股市上升了，
The stock market in New York City, Great games.
因为 Titanic 的目的地就是纽约。
Because isn't it New York City that the Titanic was headed for?
股市再怎么样上升，对他们都没有影响。
So but the people on the boat would not welcome this rising news about this rising stock market as good news because to them it's irrelevant.
因为他们就要灭亡。
Because they're going to die.
所以有什么好消息？是比听到刚才那封电报更好呢？
You know, so what would really be good news? The only good news would be the cable that we just mentioned that there was another boat that coming to rescue us.
当然我们知道这个结局是一场大悲剧。
And well know now after the fact that, you know, what happened was really a tragedy.
但是你有没有想过这个问题？
So did we ever think about this?
人为什么在这个时候需要真正的好消息？
Why was it at a time like this that those of us that are in danger really need good news?
你知道，原来好消息是跟明白自己的处境有关系。
In order to understand what would be truly a great news, we have to know where we are, where we stand.
当人真正明白自己的处境的时候，人才知道说什么消息是最重要的好消息。
Only by being fully aware of our circumstances do we understand what sort of news would constitute good news to us.
Titanic 上面的人，他不知道自己处境在危险当中的时候。
And before the boat started to sink, the people on the Titanic they were unaware of their dangerous surroundings.
他在那里尽情的享受。
And they were just enjoying themselves, eating and drinking.
但是他哪里知道背后有一个非常很深的一个更深的一个原因。
They had no idea what was going to happen.
就是当 Titanic 在造的时候，那些技术的专家们，他们的高傲，他们的狂傲。
You know, the passengers, unfortunately, they were not aware of the fact that when Titanic was being designed and constructed, technical experts, they were so proud and conceited.
你知道那是跟当时候的时代是相称的。
And this was actually a trend of the time.
因为在那个时代也是科学技术发展非常快的时候。
And this was a time when science and technology was rapidly being developed.
就像现在 iPad, iPhone, 那有很多的突破。
And we have a comparable time now because nowadays our technology is growing by leaps and bounds. We have iPads, iPhones, and so forth.
所以这些技术专家被这个科学冲昏了头脑。
And so these scientists any kind of danger.
所以人以为真的是可以克服大自然。
And they thought that we humans really have the power to overcome Mother Nature.
大风大浪在他们所设计的游轮面前，那是无可奈何。
They were thinking, you know, the way we designed this boat, it doesn't matter, you know, how bad the wind and the hurricane and the waves are, there will be no danger to our boat.
所以在这种情况之下，人都不把这一次的旅程看为有任何危险。
So when all these people got on the boat to on this virgin voyage, nobody thought this was going to be their, you know, last days on Earth.
其实 Titanic 的沉没，它背后还有一个原因。
And behind the sinking of Titanic, there was another reason.
其实从神学的角度来看，当报纸上报道说它是永不沉没的时候
，You know when the news media of that time, they were reporting to the public that this is a boat that is unsinkable.
当时听到的人就有人说，他们感觉到说好像巴别塔的狂傲在那里。
And this was reminded some people back then.Pride and the arrogance of the people that were building the Tower of Babel, in the Book of Genesis.
谁都没有办法沉没这条船，真的吗
？Was this boat really unsinkable?
人真的这么厉害吗
？Are we humans really that good?
人真的可以这样子自吹自擂吗
？Could we humans really engage in such proud and conceited self-promotion?
所以他在那个出事之后。
So after this tragic incident with the Titanic,
你知道造船业
in the shipbuilding industry
开始清醒过来
and people woke up to the fact that they were not infallible.
再也没有人敢号称说他的这条船是永不沉没
So no matter how many boats that these people designed, nobody ever claimed that the ship that they had just designed was unsinkable.
而且法律也对于一条船在安全方面有如果任何的错误的话
，And government also tightened regulations regarding the safety of shipbuilding，
都要受到很严厉的处罚。
And if you broke the rules, you're going to be punished severely。
所以人开始清醒过来。
So people sort of woke up。
可是付出了一个很大的代价。
Well, people woke up only after they had paid such a heavy price。
好，同样的。当福音在这里，在那里，在各个地方传的时候
，Similarly, when the gospel was being preached here and there in the world,
很多人无动于衷。
It failed to touch the heart of many people who hear it.
那人以为什么
？And because we humans think that.
其实人，你知道，在这个地球上，我们住的舒舒服服、平平稳稳，一天一天的过。
You know, we live on this planet, and you know, day after day, we live in a time of peace and tranquility.
这个地球永不沉没。
And we think that this planet Earth is unsinkable; it will never perish.
人他不认识神。
Because we humans, we do not know God.
你知道这位神他是掌管宇宙万物的神。
You know, this is the God that created all universe.
当我们人藐视他的存在
，And for those of us who despise the existence of God,
你很自然的会不肯听他从他那里来的声音。
So very naturally, we are unwilling to hear His call.
神对罪恶有愤怒
，God's wrath to sin is unmitigated.
神的审判要来到
，God's judgment will come upon us.
当人不认识神
when we don't know God,
这个声音他也会怎么样就会忽略
you know this voice from God we just simply can't hear it
所以人很多时候就讲说基督教不过是劝我们去信一个神而已
so a lot of people are getting mixed up and they're saying this Christianity that you're talking aboutYou're just trying to get me to do good works, right?
这难道只是一个轻松的话题吗
Is this something that is so trivial?
神在圣经上告诉我们说，信他，不信他， 这不是一个茶余饭后的一个话题。
And God was telling us, you know, this topic about whether you believe in Jesus Christ or not. It is not a trivial matter at all.
是跟我们人生存、灭亡、休戚相关的事情。
This is the message about our very life and death.
圣经上说，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人得不着永生，神的震怒藏在他身上。
Okay, those who of us who believe in him will not be punished, and but those that don't believe in him stand condemned already.
可是你说，你对神的存在总觉得那是一个不可知，总感觉是那样子的遥远。
But maybe a lot of us feel like we're, you know, God is unknowable. You know, he is in heaven, he's so far away from us.
其实不可知是因为人在黑暗当中什么都看不见。
And this idea that God is unknowable is because we humans live in total darkness.
所以越是你在不可知的当中越是觉得遥远的时候，其实正是我们生命黑暗的一个写照。
And you know, the more you say that God is so far away and God is unknowable, all it shows is because you live in such unmitigated darkness.
圣经罗马书告诉我们说，神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。
Because the book of Romans says this, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been understood.
虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Even though we can't see it, it is clearly understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
所以福音其实就是把神启示出来。
And this gospel, all this gospel is all about is to reveal God to us.
原来福音不是别的。
So God is, you know, this gospel is not about anything else.
这个福音其实就是他自己。
The gospel is about God himself.
神今天借着这个福音来告诉我们说，他爱我们。
Through this gospel, God is telling us He loves us.
他也愿意来让我们认识他。
He is willing to allow us to come to His throne to come to know Him.
他也要我们知道说，他愿意来跟我们建立一个关系。
And God is letting us know that He would like to have a personal relationship with each and every one of us.
所以他道成肉身来到这世界。
So, the word became flesh, and he came into this world.
他来了，他就说他是来寻找拯救世上的人。
And when he came, he said, you know, I'm here in search of those who are lost.
他来了，他用一个浪子的故事告诉我们说，他像父亲一样等着我们回头。
You know, through the story of the prodigal son, who's telling us that he, you know, he feels just like that father.Waiting for his lost son to come back home.
所以福音一方面是启示他自己，一方面福音也是神的应许。
And so God not only revealed himself through the gospel is also about a promise that God has made to us.
但是我们看这个历世历代来，当福音在那里展开的时候，
Throughout the ages, throughout millennia, when gospel was being spread.
我们可以看见福音一次又一次的被人忽略。
But people, you know, just time and again, people ignored this great news of good tidings.
一次又一次，人不听他。
And time and again, we demonstrated our disobedience.
所以人的顽梗，人的顽固，其实它有一个症结的地方。
You know, why is it that we humans are so stubborn that we show such intransigence? And that is because that there's a basic problem deep down.
这也就是我今天为什么取这个题目说致命的盲点。
And that is what the topic of the sermon is all about. And the topic is blind spot.
你知道我们开车的人哈，我们开车的人，我们都知道开车的时候有一个盲点是吧 ？Blind spots.
Yeah, we all talk about, you know, when we're taking a driving lesson for the first time, our teachers always talk about that right behind us there's two blind spots.
我们车子里面有反光镜。
You know, there's a rear view mirror inside the car.
我们车子外面也有反光镜。
And then there's a side mirror on the side of the car.
但是开车有经验的人都知道，这两面镜子都没有办法全面的看见。
And but you know those of us that have had some experience driving, we know that you know there's going to be a blind spot that you cannot see either in the rear view mirror or in the side mirror.
所以开车的人都知道，在开车的时候有一个盲点。
So we all know when we're driving, there's a blind spot.
所以如果当你换线的时候、换道的时候，你如果忽略了这个盲点的话。
You know, if we neglected the existence of this blind spot when we're changing lanes,
这个盲点就成为我们的致命伤。
And this blind spot could be what kills us.
人的一生也是有盲点。
You know, our whole life, and you know, as we live this earthly life, we also suffer from a blind spot.
在人的生命当中，是有一些东西你看不见。
And there is.This one very important thing that we fail to see.
当你没有看见这个盲点的时候，你一直是在昏然不知的当中。
When we are not, when we're living, not even being aware of this blind spot.
如果这个福音的中心是神他自己
，If the very central theme of this gospel is about God Himself,
那神的存在。你如果不感觉它存在，这是你的盲点。
So if you don't even feel that God exists, then that is your very blind spot.
你对于神的存在，你浑然不知。
You're ignorant of the existence of God.
这是人的盲点。
This is our blind spot.
但是问题是，这个盲点如果说是关系到生存、关系到灭亡、关系到这个休戚相关的事情的时候。
But we have to.Understand that having this blind spot, you know, is going to prove to be fatal to us because it is related to our very survival.
这个盲点就要成为你的致命。
So this blind spot is going to do you in.
在历史上有没有这样的事情呢？
Historically, we can find some examples.
我想我们都知道，这个在出埃及记里面讲到以色列人。当他们在埃及的时候，他们在埃及为奴。
We all know that from reading the book of Exodus that the Jews spent 400 years in Egypt being enslaved by the Egyptians.
那他们在那里呼求神，那出埃及记一开始就告诉我们说，神听见他们的困苦，神这个听见他们的。呼求也知道他们的这个困苦。
They, you know, in their sufferings, they called out to God, and God heard them, and God told them that, yes, I hear you, I hear your suffering and your hardship.
所以神就呼召摩西来把以色列人带从埃及这个为奴之地带出来。
So God called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt in the Exodus.
你知道以色列人离开埃及的时候，我想这些故事大家都很熟悉。以色列人神是经过用十个灾难，然后使得埃及的法老王才肯放他们走。
And we all know about the story that we read about in the book of Exodus. God dished out severe punishment in the form of 10 calamities that happened to the Pharaoh of Egypt.
当以色列人离开的时候，埃及的法老王又派追兵来追。
And when the Israelites got on their way in the exodus to exit Egypt, the Egyptian Pharaoh sent troops to come after them.
神又让红海的海水分开，让以色列人可以走过去。
And God gave them the power to divide up the Red Sea so that they can pass and to the other side.
然后又使海水复合，然后把所有的埃及追兵都淹没。
And the sea comes back and then swallowed up and drowned all of the Egyptian soldiers.
你知道这些都是神做的，而且是坐在以色列人的面前。
This was God's very, it's His own handiwork, and this handiwork was performed right in front of the Israelites.
这些神迹奇事他们都看见了。
And they saw with their own eyes these miracles.
当他们进入旷野的时候，他们没有食物，他们没有水，神借的玛纳来养活他们，神借的磐石流出水来，来供应他们。
They entered into the wilderness and they were suffering from a lack of food and provisions, and God provided for them by dropping manna from heaven. And when they struck a rock, water came out so that they could drink.
但是圣经上告诉我们说，这些人看见了神的作为，但是他们仍然，他们这些以色列人祖宗，他们仍然视我探我40年之久。
And even though ancestors of the Jews, you know, they were led out of Egypt and they still wandered in the wilderness for 40 years due to their disbelief and disobedience.
所以神怎么说？他说，这一群心里迷糊的百姓，竟不晓得我的作为。
And so what God said was, you know, these my people, or, you know, who I have called to be my people, they're so confused and they're not even aware of my existence.
结果那一代的人，我们圣经告诉我们说，那一代的人都倒闭在旷野里面。
You know, virtually all of the people of that generation died in the desert.
所以今天福音在这里传的时候
，So today when we're out there evangelizing,
这是神的呼声。
This is a call directly from God Himself.
如果我们也是好像没有看见、没有听见
，And we also treat God'sCalling in the same way as if we can't hear it, we don't see it.
我们也无动于衷。
And we also appear to be completely indifferent.
这是我们致命的盲点。
So this will be our failed blind spot.
致命的盲点，另外还有一些。
And there's another side to this failed blind spot.
我们常常说，我们信什么都没关系。
And a lot of people say that, you know, as long as I believe in a religion, it doesn't really matter what religion you believe in.
因为条条道路通罗马。
Don't all roads lead to Rome?
认为宗教不过就是都是劝人为善。
And a lot of people think that, you know, it's just a matter of religion, and all religions are the same. They're just trying to get us to be good people.
你知道，其实你对宗教完全不认识。
Actually, if you believe that, then you don't understand what religion is.
我们举现在世界上几个大的宗教。
Okay, let's look at the all of the major religions of our day.
佛教、回教、基督教。
And the three biggest ones are Christianity, Buddhism, and Islam.
你知道这三个主要的宗教，他们都有共同点。
And what is the one commonality that is shared by all the major religions?
这三个主要的宗教，他们都有拯救的观念。
And that is, you're going to find this idea of salvation in all of these major religions.
这个三个宗教也都有来生的观念。
And in all of these major religions, there's also the concept of life after life.
佛教徒他们相信将来有一个极乐世界。
To the Buddhists, they believe in a paradise after our earthly life.
但是怎么样去这个极乐世界呢？
But how do we enter the paradise?
只有那些蒙拯救合格的人，不是每一个人都能够去的。
And you know, this paradise is reserved for those of us who are qualified, who have been saved.
所以原来佛教也不是条条道路通罗马。
So even in Buddhism, it's not like,
回教也相信一个天堂。
And in Islam, the idea of the heaven, you know, that's there too.
怎么样能去天堂呢？
So, to a Muslim, how do we get into heaven?
也不是每一个人能够去。
And it is not guaranteed that every single one of us will be able to get into heaven.
所以回教也不是条条道路通罗马。
So, in Islam, you know, it's not like everybody can go to heaven either.
所以这三个宗教都是有永恒的观念，有拯救的观念。
So key to all three religions, you have the concept of eternity and the concept of salvation.
这个地方，也就是说，别的宗教都在那里说，这世界上的人都没有一个完全人。
So in all of these other religions, you know, it is asserted that we humans, there's no one of us that's perfect.
问题，这个拯救是我们能够自救还是他救？
So this whole idea of salvation, do we save ourselves or are we relying on someone else to save us?
佛教、回教都注重的是自救。
In Buddhism and Islam, the emphasis is on saving yourself.
换句话说，他们非常强调行善。
So the emphasis is on the performance of charitable acts.
行善没有错，是好的。
So is there anything wrong about doing good works? Of course not.
但基督教跟别的宗教不一样。
But there's a key difference between Christianity and all these other religions.
基督教认为行善不是我们得救的凭借。
And because in Christianity, you don't get saved, you don't go to heaven just by doing good works.
行善是我们的本分。
Doing good works is what we should be doing, being Christians.
我们在学校里面守校规，这本来就是应该的事情。
So it's like when you're going to high school and there's certain rules of your high school, the fact that you observe these rules, well, that's what you should be doing.
在学校里面你守校规，学校会给你奖品吗？
So by playing by the rules, would you get rewarded?
所以行善或者说守规矩，这是本分。
So playing by the rules, doing good works, that's what we should be doing in the first place.
反过来，人对于行善、守本分、守规矩的事情，人反而行不来。
But in reality, we're unable to play by the rules and do good works.
所以，基督教的信仰乃是说，我们需要先有得救，先有了神的生命，我们才能够有行善的力量。
And so Christianity, you know, God points out to us that we need to be saved first. We need to have God's life inside of us.Before we'll be able to perform good works.
好，因为时间的关系哈，我就结束到这里。
So I'm going to bring this to a close.
你知道，所以换句话说，这个基督教的信仰乃是知道人不能自救，需要他救。
The key about truth about Christianity is that we are unable to save ourselves. We need God to save us.
这位神他借着福音来告诉我们。他是来救我们。
Through God, our Lord Jesus Christ tells us that He came to this world in order to save us.
所以换句话说，我们对于这样一个福音，我们不能无动于衷。
So in other words, you know, we really need to think about it. We don't want to be indifferent to this gospel.
这是关系到生存、灭亡、休息相关的事情。
This has to do with a matter of life and death.
就跟 Titanic 上面的情形一样，当你知道你自己的处境的时候
，It's just like, you know, if we're on the Titanic and we know that what is going to happen to us,
你才知道说你真正的需要是什么。
Only by being aware of our surroundings and our dangerous circumstances do we know what it is that we really need.
而这位神。这个福音的中心信息就是这位神，他是来拯救我们的。
So the central theme of this very gospel is that this God has come into this world for the very purpose of saving us.
所以，如果我们忽略他
，if we just ignore this message，
我们一次又一次的不信
，so time and again, we are guilty of disbelief。
其实，我们是落在什么致命的盲点里面。
What we have been doing by ignoring this message is that we're allowing this fatal blind spot to kill us.
好，我想我就分享到这里，谢谢。